You know, I think my reaction is simple. I think the federal government, our president, the public officials, all associated with the rescue of the Chibok girls, should learn to give honor to their citizens. The Chibok girls are citizens of Nigeria. They are deserving of being treated with dignity, they and their parents. In the agonizing pain that they are going through, listening to this kind of an interview by a public official of Nigeria leaves you wondering whether the government at all understands the kind of traumatic experience that this has been for the families and for the entire community of Chibok that continues to face assaults and attacks by the terrorist group. It's also quite sad that the public official that you spoke to would consider 91 days of children being in terrorist den as being time within which there is choice to determine where or when to do certain things. Unfortunately, the parents of these girls don't have the same kind of sense of time.
I mean, the analogy he gave, he said, you don't just walk in and out. If it was, how come it took the Americans 10 years, he said, to get bin Laden? Yet at the same token, he said, they know where these girls are, but they're not going, he said, because they have to be careful because the area is mined. You've been in contact with the family. What would they think hearing those kind of statements?
Well, the families that we interacted with in the last 2 days do not understand such kind of explanation. They don't understand it. What they know is that it's not a simple operation. But at the same time, they recognize the fact that much more could have been done in the early days that were not done. Much more that could have been done was not done. And so much time was lost in the early days. It complicated the rescue operation. They understand that. But they also understand that you can engage with these families in ways that would enable them get a sense of the target and the timeline and the kind of milestones that you are working with. There's none of that. And anyone that understands abduction cases, there are some critical pathways that you can still communicate in a public way.
You have met with some of the girls who have now escaped from the Boko Haram captivity. Is that not the case?
We have met with them different times. The ones we met in the course of the last 2 days following the visit of Malala are, quite a new set from the ones we had met previously. And I have to say to you that one of the striking thing for me and very emotional thing for me that happened during the course of interaction yesterday was when Malala asked the girls what do they desire the most for her to raise with the president. They simply said, tell the president to bring back our friends. And one of them said, it is so important for me because I can no longer go to see the parents of my closest friend who is still amongst the abducted ones. The mother frequently says to me, why did you not hold my daughter's hand when you were escaping? And the poor young woman bursts into tears because she carries with her so much guilt for not having come back with her friend. Now she says, the government should play its responsibility and bring back her friend.
We've also seen, especially on Twitter and other social media, many people saying, well, how come he could meet with Malala Yousafzai but isn't willing to go to Chibok to meet with the victims and with their families? And what do you say to the argument that the government representatives have deemed it maybe an inappropriate or not a wise move to make at the moment?
I consider it a very thoughtless response. I think it is scandalous that the spokesperson of the government would think that there is any excuse for the way that the Chibok community has been treated. They have not been treated with dignity. I dare to say that over and over again. The Chibok community consistently says to the Bring Back Our Girls movement here in Abuja that if the Bring Back Our Girls movement hadn't stayed resolute on the matter of being a voice for the Chibok girls, their case would have been like the case of Bonin Yadi, which when it happened, just a little bit of noise and everybody went their normal path. Up until today, we have absolutely no closure as to what happened to the Bonin Yadi girls after the boys were slaughtered. We cannot be a nation of people that move on when kinds of, I don't even know, the gravity of what has happened to the community in Chibok is just too much. We're talking 219 girls.